the price he paid for us.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And it's good to know that even though we still fall short, he's better to us than we are to ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father God, Lord, I come to you, Lord, with an open mind, Lord, and a heart to be filled. Heavenly Father, all I ask, Lord, is that you have your way, Lord. Lord, I move myself out of the way, Lord.
Amen.
That whatever comes out of my mouth, Lord, is clear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We come now to Ephesians 4, 17 through 32. Title is Change Me, O Lord, the Old to the New Man.
Amen.
May we know that those of us that travel the road, we know that it's a hard journey. It's a long journey.
Yes.
And we learn to stand regardless.
Amen.
Verse 17 says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds. Paul is describing, he begins this section with, so therefore. Similar, it really says, but this serves as a reminder that he is still building on what he had already written in Ephesians 1 and 3. He insists on a connection between doctrine and life. What a believer does on every given day should be that person's reflection on who God is, what he has done for the person, and what the person understands his purpose to be. As Paul teaches repeatedly, the Christian life flows out of salvation and forms its our character from it at every turn. When people truly begin to comprehend what God has done, they also see more clearly what they must do in response.
Amen.
First, James 3 and 10 is, out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and curses.
Amen.
My brethren, these things ought not be.
Amen.
We, as God's people, sometimes when we see things that ain't right, instead of praying on it, we react with the flesh.
Yes.
And out of our same mouth, meaning to help, but we curse them.
Yes.
Because we put a burden upon them that they wasn't meant to carry.
Yes.
So we have to be careful about what we say out of our mouths.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. People want what they want.
Amen.
It's only when they see that they're not getting it and truly look for another way. Paul suggests that the darkness of believers is not necessarily due to the lack of knowing God, of knowing the Word of God. Rather, it is a hardness of heart. Amen. And in our willingness to repent, yes, that prevents their salvation.
Amen.
Lord knows that God can do anything.
Yes.
You know, I know for a fact that I used to stutter like a banshee. It would have took me 15 minutes to get out one word. But it wasn't until I was ordained and had a made up mind that I surprised my own self. You know, even when I study the word, I write the sermon out, I still don't know how God's going to go.
Amen.
And I just want you to know that whatever, anytime you see a preacher that loves the Lord preach, they're not always on the script that they wrote, because God is that awesome.
Yes.
That's why I don't take praise, because I know it's not me.
Amen.
Amen. Which in turn makes the things of God seem strange and wearisome. You know, we didn't always understand God. You know, we didn't understand why he wanted us to be like this when the world is like that. This is what I know. Your word and your way, I don't know. The problem with unbelief is that it has lost touch with reality, which in God's eyes is a fatal flaw.
Yes.
See, all God can do is put obstacles in your way,
mm-hmm,
to make your path difficult.
Yes.
To where one day you're gonna have to call his name.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard people that say they don't believe in God, and when something tragic came their way, they called the name Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. He's almighty. He can take that fatal flaw and make you think about it.
Amen.
God is in control.
Yes.
And those who seek him, the fact and respond in faith, discover that reality is our human existence as created, defined, and judged by the living God.
Yes.
Everything we do, just like with our kids, when they do something we don't like, we chastise them.
Yes.
When we do something God don't like, he chastises us. And I'm sure, I know everybody in this room was like, why am I going through this? You know, we may not understand it at the time. Amen. But when God is done, he'll tell you, those who deny God or resist his leading must establish a different reality. So, you know, I know last time I look how people live, things that they do, the things that they say, and because I know God, I no longer understand why people still choose to live the way that they do. But I remember this man in New York that gave his life to God. They called him James the Rapper. And every time I saw him coming, I would go the other way. Because I know he was bringing God to my face, and I didn't want to hear it. And now look, I didn't want to hear what he said. Now I watch people, when they see me coming, run away. Amen. Amen. who being past feelings have given themselves over to lust, greed, to work all on cleanliness. We know that we deal with it on the job. We come in, we're polite, we're courteous, we get told off, we get cussed out. But I'm telling you, we have a Christian work crew, because we just stand there, we say, yes ma'am, yes sir. Mm-hmm. By the time we are done, the attitude has changed.
Amen.
The whole attitude has changed. So you know that God is in the midst, because we are the most requested transportation service that's out there, and that's God's hand.
Yeah.
You know, when you actually know when God has favor on your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the people that he put you around.
Yes.
My boss and I, we found out that we're the same sign. We just about like the same things. Our attitude toward the things that we do is the same.
Amen.
And you know, I thank God for that, because I had to deal with a lot of supervisors, a lot of bosses, keep my mouth shut, even though I wanted to say, have a few words, but it's all to the up we've been bringing. And I really thank my parents for how they actually brought us up. Didn't agree with everything, but hey. As Paul goes on to unbelievers, he paint their world in very dark colors. No doubt the Ephesians have laundered to praise the achievements of their society in art, building, and government. And our world does the same thing. You know, they will honor a statue, a building, a person, but they'll take God out of everything.
Yeah.
You know, so it just shows you that God knows what's going on. He knows what's going to happen. And he's just letting us know that he knows. There's no reason for us to get our face twisted over things that we cannot change.
Amen.
They praise everything of this world, and they seek nothing that's not of this world.
Yeah.
And these are things that we can't allow ourselves to get caught up in. Lost. When it comes to what is truly important, the moral and our spiritual the dimensions of life, as viewed from our God's perspective, many would be found wanting and judged accordingly. So God's letting us know that if we still choose to live our own way, that we will be found wanting and we will be judged accordingly.
Amen.
Amen. 20 through 24. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him, have been taught by him, as the truth is in him, that ye put off concerning the former conversations of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Yes.
See, I like that, because you know that's where it all starts at.
Amen.
And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
Yes.
And we spoke on this earlier today, how we try to find gentle ways to let somebody know that what they did is wrong. God said to be honest, but in love.
Amen.
You know, that's the only way to be. I know I've dealt with pastors that allow things to go on in their church because they was more afraid of people leaving than getting the church right. So we don't want to fall under. I'd rather have a full church than a correct church.
Amen.
You know, because for God said he is coming back for the perfect church.
Yeah.
And he's not referring to the building that we praise in. So some of us may make it, some of us may not. But I pray for all. Romans 6, 6 through 12. Knowing this, that the old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away, that so we should no longer be in bondage to sin. For he that hath died is justified from sin. But if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
Amen.
Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death no more has dominion over him.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
For the death that he died unto sin once. But the life that he lived, he liveth unto God.
Yes.
Even so, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey the lust thereof.
Amen.
I truly think that speaks for itself.
Amen.
Amen. I know that if you truly pray on it and you truly see God, as soon as you start reading the word, your mouth just drops. Because I know a lot of us waited a long time to understand the Bible. I used to open up the Bible, read it. It looked Greek to me. Close it back up. But one day when we really get tired and we really, really won't change and we pray to God with our whole heart, God gives us change.
Yes.
Paul explains that after placing one faith in our Jesus, a struggle continues between the old self and the new.
Amen.
So just because you died and was risen with Christ doesn't mean that the struggle ended. Because it has not ended for Christ, and it has not ended for God. Okay? God grieves every day. Jesus grieves every day because we still fall short. Even though most of us know. Like it said in the word, we don't sin because we don't know better. It just feels good to the flesh.
Amen.
Although believers die in sin and they change their priorities, the transformation doesn't take place at once. And Paul refers to the old self as dead and destroyed in Romans 6 through 12. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? I listen to the pastor say over and over again that if you truly have given your life to God, when you do something that's not of God, your spirit is unsettled.
Yes.
You know, and I'm sure that we've all got on our knees to God and we asked him to forgive the things that we've done. I know that I had to get on my knees many a times. You know, because we fight against things that we don't understand.
Yes.
Even knowing that they're there, we still don't understand it.
Yes.
We don't understand how something can be so cruel that it would rather see us dead than with Christ. But God is awesome.
Yes, he is.
Because he still only allows him to go but so far.
Yes.
And for that, we ought to be grateful.
Yes.
Because God is awesome.
Amen.
25 through 32. Therefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with neighbors, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to evil.
Amen.
Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Amen. I know sometimes we have a problem with giving. Because it seems like every corner you get, there's somebody with a sign.
Yeah.
And they're living better than we are. But that's not our problem.
Amen.
That's God's. Amen. Let no communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to be used of edifying.
Yes.
Other words, if it's not going to lift the person up, you don't have to take what they did wrong and put it in their face.
Yes.
But show them a way.
Yeah.
You know, when they had went to stone the woman that sinned, Christ said, he that was without sin cast the first stone.
Amen.
But even today, we're quick to just throw them.
Yes.
You know? But I learned that in order for us to help, to edify, you must first get to know that person. You must know where the seed started at.
Yes.
And then pray on that. You know, sometimes a person just needs to know that they're loved.
Yes.
Sometimes they just need an ear to get things off of their chest, a hug. That's all people really need.
Yes.
And we know that things people do in this world gets underneath our skin. I drive with them every day. I get cut off. I get the finger. But still, I just smile.
Amen.
I'd be like, you want to go up to going up there? I've seen some that passed me, and I passed them on the way because they ran into the rear end of a car because they thought that they was just that good.
Yes.
See, so if you wait, be patient, and just wait.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I had to learn how to slow down.
Yes.
When I first started this job, I said, I'm from New York, so I'm going to drive like I'm from New York. But God kept telling me, you angry just like a New Yorker because you're trying to drive like a New Yorker instead of driving like you got sense. You know, so I had to back up. You know, yeah, because I'm like, I'm getting too many gray hairs. I'm not 80 yet. Yeah. But we stress our own selves out by trying to compete with the people that love the world as it is. We're trying to be a step up. So we can't mix ourselves up with those that rather love money, houses, cars. You know, we can still dress nice.
Yeah, amen.
Just don't love it.
Uh-huh.
Still have nice cars.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank God every single day. I've been studying this scripture ever since they told me I had to preach. And you know what? God didn't give me anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I know God.
Amen. Amen.
See, sometimes it's just having faith. It's a test of faith. And with the songs that were sung today, the praise team just don't have no idea of how they lifted me up,
yeah.
How they ensured me that his word is true.
Amen.
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
And that's why we serve him.
Yeah.
That's why we're going from the old man to the new man. But we have to remember that it's a process, not our process, but God's process. That's why some of us, you know, we actually mess our kids up because we want them to be one way, but they got something else on their heart. You know, if we want our kids to grow up and be righteous, we had to find out what they want.
Yes.
We had to find out how they think.
Uh-huh.
You know, we can't still live the old ways where they say, oh, you're going to be this and you're going to be that, because God will make you a liar.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you have to throw up your hands. You know, and I know many of us done threw our hands up many times, and it's just awesome. Every time I get to serve God, whether it's standing at the door, Bible study, serving, seeing people smile, that's what it's all about.
Amen.
You know, if you can put yourself last, you on your way, because that's what it's all about. You know, God says glorify him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really think about it, God doesn't even put himself first.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ did not put himself first.
Mm-hmm.
He was so hurt by what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
He asked that the cup be removed.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, if it be your will. So in order for us to complete that change, doctrine is necessary.
Amen.
Amen. The doors of the church is open. Whatever you need from the Lord, now is the time.